Mr. Chair. Germany views that autonomy is generally associated with self-governance or self-determination. We could also accept the term self-sufficient that is mentioned on the screen. Autonomy can relate to an entire system, but autonomy can also relate to certain functions, e.g. critical functions, like the process of selecting and engaging a target. We find it important to differentiate between fully and partially autonomous weapon systems, or the two tiers. In general, autonomy is absolute. Therefore, autonomy without further explanation is understood as full autonomy. Therefore, fully autonomous weapon systems or lethal weapon systems would perform complex actions, learn and decisively formulate new rules if necessary without human validation. They would operate completely outside human control. By contrast, partially autonomous systems are not autonomous in the proper sense, since their framework of action is determined by the human programmer. Their margin of scope of action is confined to the selection amongst different options of action pre-programmed, or at least in case of learning systems set by the human operator. Thank you.